How many of you were here the last time I was here? Oh, hardly anybody. That means I have no lasting appeal anymore, but now I've got you, and I can do the exact same show as the last time and get away with it. Actually, no, there's this little problem of terrorism and this supposed war on terrorism that's getting in the way of doing the same show again, isn't there? I mean, is anybody as creeped out as I am when somebody like Bush says, "You are with us, or are you with the terrorists?" I don't like that kind of bullying, personally. Now, of all time, we should not be afraid to say, "Wait a minute, we are not with Bush or the terrorists. There has got to be a better way." Jimmy Carter publicly warned the last George Bush that his Gulf War would set back peace and Middle Eastern relations at least 20 years. Now what happens? Now what do we do? I fear a mass slaughter of innocent civilians far greater than the World Trade Center, with the clown prince of the Texas oil barons being handed the keys to the weapons of mass destruction, while Israel is being throttled by their own Saddam Hussein by the name of Ariel Sharon. I fear governments all over the world rounding up and attacking anyone who opposes their policies for any reason on the grounds that they must be sympathizing with terrorism. Like when the United States of America rounded up and locked up thousands of immigrants and labor activists in the 1920s because they had opposed World War I. With us or with the terrorists? I mean, there's already all kinds of bullying and intimidation not to even say anything or oppose anything these people are doing. There was a TV show host in America from a show called Politically Incorrect called Bill Maher, who made a joke, I thought it was a good comment, that it was a cowardly attack on the World Trade Center, and it was also cowardly to fire missiles at people from 2,000 miles away. For that, he got yelled at, bullied, and finally he sheepishly retracted the comment, and Ari Fleischer, Bush's press secretary, said, "Yep, people have to watch what they say and watch what they do." And here it's being used to usher in the long-awaited national ID cards. I read something today that they're backpedaling on that now. But, you have to give up some of your rights to fight terrorism, just like you were supposed to give up some of your rights to fight drugs. Remember that one? And the supposed Democratic Party opposition in the American Congress is rolling over like puppy dogs, and suddenly Bush is the kitty cat's meow. Before, there was so much opposition to drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge that Bush decided not to even try and get the law passed. But now they announce, "Oh, no problem anymore. We have to fight terrorism. Let's drill for oil in Alaska. That'll show them." And the oil apparently is slated to be sold to China, not to ease any sort of electricity shortage down in the lower part of America that oil wouldn't do much for anyway, not as much as conservation would anyway. But Bush's vice president said, "Well, energy conservation is an antiquated 70s idea." Meanwhile, even scarier, they decided to roll over and play dead and give Bush a blank check to build whatever crazy space weapon nuke thing he wants to put in outer space, if they even know what they want to put in outer space. And that really scares me a lot more than I'm scared of Osama bin Laden or Saddam Hussein, because if one of those things with the nuclear warheads and all malfunctions and comes back to Earth like the Russian Mir space station that crashed recently, for example, it's going to burn as it comes into the atmosphere. And what happens when things like that burn? They blow. And when it blows, that's plutonium dust all over the Earth's atmosphere. I fear an ever-rising backlash against people of Arab descent both in this country where, what was it, night before last, a mosque was firebombed in Edinburgh the same night I was there. And in America, there's been several cases of people attacking mosques, leaving severed pig's heads in the parking lot. One guy finally gets to open his gas station after all these years, opening his own business. First day of business, a pickup truck drives by and the guy shoots him, blows his head off because he had a turban on. That kind of thing. And I also fear for what's going to happen to the actual soldiers dispatched into this war on terrorism. America in particular has a very poor record lately of taking care of its veterans after wars. There's lots of people on the streets at intersections or in the middle of major streets and the little barrier, the median, holding up signs saying homeless Vietnam veteran will work for food. That never should have happened. And the people who came back from the Gulf War have gotten all kinds of ailments, which are being put under the umbrella term of Gulf War syndrome. Everything from not being quite right in the head to double vision, splitting headaches, spazzing out, deformed children. And they're saying, oh, well, just like the Agent Orange in Vietnam, which our government still won't acknowledge, caused a whole bunch of cancer and birth defects in veterans' kids, as well as many, many millions more in Vietnam. Well, they won't acknowledge what's called Gulf War syndrome now either. And there's several theories as to what may have caused it, any or all of the above. There was an experimental anthrax vaccine we shot all the troops up with, and they would have been thrown in the brig if they wouldn't take the vaccine. That might have done it. Maybe Saddam Hussein did have germ bombs of some kind and that did something. Or maybe, just maybe, at least some of this was caused by our use of depleted uranium shells. Shells coated with depleted uranium designed to pierce through the armor of tanks, blow them up from the inside, and what do you get after that thing blows? Radiation. And yes, we use them in Kosovo too. Hey, Kosovars, we just got you your land back and look what we did to it too. Aren't you pleased? NATO is your friend. One of my own relatives went to the Gulf War as a medic, and when he came back, he's never been quite right in the head since. He hasn't been able to hold a job, and kind of a rocky relationship with people around him. The last I heard, he and his family were living in the back of a church where he swept up now and then. And according to my family, if I'm not mistaken, what really flipped him out was after all the bombing and everything, all these Iraqi kids crying their eyes out began coming into the Allied soldiers' camps wondering where their parents were, wondering what they were going to do, wondering where they could find something to eat. And that may have sent him over the edge. I fear that after we've blown up and killed every living thing in Afghanistan and Iraq, Osama bin Laden will emerge on the mountaintop from the one cave they miss and tell his by then mushrooming following, "I told you so." Even if we succeed in wiping out the millions of people who already agree with him, what will their kids be like? What will their kids be like? Supposedly, bin Laden has 51 of his own through only 3 or 4 wives. Look no further than how young those kids throwing rocks at Israeli soldiers are. There's your answer.